And Wildcat Fox is standing by with a little something we like to call the 1040 Report.
The 1040 Report. That's new since I was here with you last on a Friday.
Well, the last time you were with us, I believe it was the 20th century.
It could have been. It's been a while.
Where's Soft Hands McLeod?
I don't know. He worked elsewhere in the building earlier today.
How about Gunner Tom?
He's probably at home. Mm. Would you prefer that one of them be here?
You know,
I can leave.
It's six of one. It's become six of one, half a dozen of the other. You guys are, it's a revolving door of news people. It's become, it's sort of like, who's drawing the short straw tonight?
Is that what you think it's like? That the news person who works Friday night is drawing the short straw.
Short straw. Hmm. There's a lot of places you people would rather be. There is nobody in news, nobody, who wants to be here on Friday night. You are, when you're assigned to this gig, you are stuck here. You don't come here going, what a luxury, what a joy, what a dream come true. You come here going, well, I'll tolerate it.
Best part is, I get to work again tomorrow.
What shift?
Afternoon.
That's nothing. It's Friday and Saturday night when the living gets done, and you're not out there to do the living.
I'm too old to do that kind of living. I did enough of that in my youth. I don't feel I'm missing out on anything.
You lying bastard.
I'm not lying. If I weren't here now, you know where I would be? In my own home.
Doing what?
Watching TV, maybe.
Watching TV.
A movie.
What the
out
hell
with the
did
neighbors?
Anybody in this society do before we had television?
I might even be listening to the Mishki broadcast.
Yeah, right. Nice try. Nice recovery. A little late.
Well, with that kind of attitude there, mister.
Don't you have a hobby? Can't you make diamond willow walking sticks or something?
Yeah, I could.
Leave something behind.
Hobbies are not meant for Friday nights until one retires. That's my personal opinion. If I love to crochet, if I love to whittle, I doubt I'd be doing any of that on a Friday night. Friday night's the kickback and socialize night.
If I do end up killing innocent people in my life and doing so in a reckless manner that shows signs of being a sociopath, it will be a string of individuals sitting in front of their television set on a Friday night. And I will take them out one by one. I will kick in the front door and I will blow their heads away, each of them as they watch television. And I'll do my time, or by then Minnesota may have the death penalty. I'll accept whatever happens, but I will have made my point.
Now, do these people need to be watching a network or cable TV
show? Doesn't matter. If they've got that glowing box in front of them, even if it's the Internet. Actually, with the Internet, I'll just pistol whip the hell out of them. But if it's television, they are going to find their head going south, north, east, or west without their body. I have had it up to here with the television. I've had it up to here with people sitting in front of the television. I've had it up to here with the sheer mention of TV. There are centuries and centuries, nay, millennia that we have on this planet without this box, but no one can fathom what it was like. No one can accept that we actually used to enjoy ourselves. No one can remember what it was like to get to an evening and not have the couch and the box. 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 The couch and the box.
You feel rather strongly about that, don't you?
I gotta calm down. Where's my little purple pill? Here it is. You see? Purple one. Hopefully this isn't the one that causes suicidal thoughts. Did you read that study today, Wildcat?
I did not.
Watch out for your Paxil and Zoloft, boys and girls. Couple of those. Next thing you want to do is put a .38 to your noggin. Freaking pharmaceutical industry creates little pills now that help us get excited about checking out. Used to be And I always was suspect of this. The stories used to be in the paper, maybe you remember, antidepressants cause teenage suicide impulses. And I used to think, hey, come on, the human body is the human body. What, at 17, a pill does something to you that it doesn't do at 22? Come on. It's just teenagers being made to want to commit suicide on these antidepressants, huh? The adults are fine. It was the pharmaceutical company controlling the freaking study. They didn't want it out that it might also cause adults to commit suicide. Now, big headline today, St. Paul paper. Whoops, a freaking daisy. It also causes adults to want to commit suicide. Well, now we have trouble. You know how much money they're making off Zoloft, Paxil, and Prozac?
A cool mill.
A cool mill?
At least a cool mill.
A cool bill. Bordering on a cool trill. Nobody can fathom the amount of money pharmaceutical companies make. God, if he had a decent job, doesn't make the money pharmaceutical companies make. It's extraordinary what they make. I'm surprised this news even got out, what with their control of the industry and the information that is dispensed. Wildcat,
yes.
I'm sorry to have to spend this entire newscast raging at the machine. But that's just what got into my craw tonight, and there's only one way to do this show, and that's with what I'm feeling at the time. I don't know any other way, and you're going to occasionally be the victim of that, and the best you can do, I suppose, grin and bear it and take a paycheck and enjoy your time with Vic at home later, saying, thank God I'm back in the leftover lounge.
So be it.
The best RV show in town.